You might be surprised to learn that Maya Angelou was never officially appointed U.S. Poet Laureate, but the poignant yet frank words she shared throughout her career about the joys and challenges of life made Maya Angelou America's voice of wisdom and truth for more than 50 years. Born Marguerite Johnson in 1928, Angelou shares details of her tumultuous early years in the famed 1969 autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Angelou's story, surviving an oftentimes absent mother, racism in the Deep South, and sexual assault as a young girl, resonated with Black Americans who had faced similar struggles. Angelou continued to tackle issues of identity, prejudice, love, and trauma in six subsequent autobiographies, themes that frequently appeared in her poetry as well.
Here, on the pulse of this fine day.
In 1993, Maya Angelou became the first Black woman and only the second poet in history to recite a poem at a presidential inauguration. And her dramatic reading of On the Pulse of the Morning earned Angelou her first Grammy Award for Best Spoken Word Album. President Obama awarded her the 2010 Presidential Medal of Freedom, the United States' highest civilian honor. Maya Angelou died in May of 2014 at the age of 86. She once said, quote, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. America Together, celebrating author and activist Maya Angelou and how she made us feel.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Listen to Fox News Podcast shows ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or follow wherever you get your podcasts.